flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Without further ado, I throw it to my friend Austin City Limits Bechtold for the Bechtold Breakdown.
Thank you, my friend Joe Starkey and my friend Donnie Football. The Bechtold Breakdown for the final day of January, January 31st, 2025, is sponsored by our good friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating.
What a nice man he is, huh?
Go to them for all your plumbing and heating needs as we begin.
I'm going to play golf with him.
Yeah?
Incidentally, but go ahead.
Is he a good golfer?
I don't know. I've never played with him.
Could I join? Could you help teach me golf?
Me?
Could Jake help teach me golf?
He could. Somebody else. I'm still teaching myself golf.
Todd McShay teaches us the ways of the NFL draft. And according to multiple scouts, there's a view that Jackson Dart is some scouts quarterback number 2 in this upcoming draft class.
That's your boy, Joe.
He is darting up draft boards.
The dart that saved Pittsburgh.
I mean, if he's number 2.
Who would be number 3, Donnie?
Well, I was going to say, if he's number 2, how early are they expecting him to go?
Multiple questions that we can gauge off this. We'll start, Donnie, with what's your top 3 quarterbacks right now, and where do you think Dart could realistically slot if he is viewed by some scouts as QB2?
I feel like Dart is that number 3. It seems that the consensus is still that it goes Sanders, Ward in some form or fashion. I would go Ward over Sanders and then Dart as number 3, but it still seems like the consensus, at least now, is that those two guys at the top have a little bit of a gap in between them.
It would be disingenuous of me to sit here and rank college quarterbacks that I barely saw, Donnie. That's the way it would be. I saw Shador play probably 5 times. I'm not convinced that he's a top 10 franchise type quarterback. He has some very nice attributes. I'm just not convinced of that. And Cam Ward is sort of the same. This sort of reminds me of the class from a couple of years ago. It's better. They're both better than Pickett. They're both better prospects than Pickett. Don't get me wrong. It's not the type of draft where I'm trying to move up from, like, if I were drafting 25th, you know, desperately trying to move buildings to get the number 1 pick. I just don't believe necessarily in either guy. Do you?
No, I don't. And I don't think I would be someone that would take Dart.
I never saw Jackson Dart play a college either. Football game. There you go. You think less of me now?
No, I don't.
Limits
does. There's a lot of college football to cover.
I've seen Jackson Dart in person, actually, at a game before.
See a nice dart?
He throws a pretty nice dart. He throws a pretty good football. Now, is he mobile? Kind of, not really. I question accuracy a little bit. His decision-making is typically pretty solid.
Yeah.
But he's more so a fringe quarterback than a do-it-all type of player, I think, that we're seeing in the modern NFL.
Next.
Like a lot of guys that make the Pro Bowl games went on last night. I watched the passing the test Russell Wilson competition, Joe, and he took it as seriously as you would expect him to. But other than that, I lost complete interest.
What was Russ in?
The passing the test competition. It was like a precision passing accuracy competition that Jared Goff, I think, ended up winning. Him and Joe Burrow were neck and neck.
That's because there was no defenders on the field to pick off Jared Goff. But keep going.
Minkah Fitzpatrick then participated in the relay race. I don't know what helmet harmony could be with Cam Hayward and Miles Killebrew. I turned it off.
That was the trivia thing.
The trivia was also in passing the test. So there must have been trivia for the whole Pro Bowl. And then Chris Boswell, Patrick Queen, and Isaac Seumalo participated in dodgeball because, oh yes, why not have your kicker play in dodgeball? Any interest whatsoever in the Pro Bowl games, Joe?
Yes. I was watching the dodgeball, and one of the great moments in NFL history happened, but now I can't think of the name. Brian Branch, who's through the... Oh, Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon threw a dodgeball, and it hit Brian Branch right in the Brett Favre's. Did you guys see that clip?
Actually,
nailed him right in the groin.
I'm surprised you have such a strong interest in the Pro Bowl.
I don't, but I have a very strong interest in dodgeball. Great movie, we agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Love that
great
movie.
Game, we agree. Are you guys of an age where it was already outlawed in high school? Did you play?
No. We played. We had to go with the foam dodgeballs though, not like the
We went with the rubber kickballs.
Yeah, see that would have done some damage.
Yeah.
But we always played in our like wrestling room. It's like where the, you know, wrestlers had practice, so like a smaller condensed area.
Oh, I love that feeling when dodgeball starts and you're trying your strategy of hanging out in the back and not getting hit.
That was like a battle setting.
Oh, I love it.
Dodgeball.
Yes.
That nothing ever got the boys more hyped up though. No matter what activity you were doing in high school gym, if the teacher said we're playing dodgeball, everybody was,
I know.
It was like guns ablazing in there.
I would think about it the night before gym class if I knew there was dodgeball coming.
I brought up something yesterday you would probably appreciate, Joe. Pony and I were talking about the activities at the Pro Bowl, and I wondered, why is Minkah Fitzpatrick not playing dodgeball? He could line up 50 yards away from the center line.
Yeah, never catch the ball.
And he would just stand back there.
Limits, did you play dodgeball?
I like that one, Donnie. That was good. Dodgeball was a huge hit at St. Elizabeth. Oh, my gosh.
What kind of balls did you throw?
They were the foam balls.
Golf balls.
They were foam. No golf balls. No golf balls were being thrown.
There was no better feeling than to have a kid dead to rights right over the half court line with a giant rubber kickball and just basically wait and see what, you know, do I like this kid? If I liked him, I would have mercy and let him get up or just plop it off his kneecap or something. If you don't like him, if you have a kid dead to rights who's like flailing on the floor right in front of you, Donnie, you drill him in the head, don't you?
You're biting his kneecap off.
Now, I think there hit a point, it might have been, I forget if it was junior or senior year for me, where it did hit a point where there were so many headshots in volleyball. And like I said, we were in a small wrestling room.
In volleyball?
Or not volleyball, in dodgeball.
Yeah.
That the amount of headshots, it ended up getting outlawed.
So like NFL.
If a kid got hit in the face, he was still in the game and the thrower of the ball was out.
Wow.
Oh, how soft can you get?
No mulligans for hitting somebody in the face, Donnie.
We got extra points for nailing somebody in the skull. That's a headshot.
Kids would get drilled.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's at risk of concussion from a rubber ball.
A foam ball, especially.
It's not like we were throwing baseballs around. I mean, they let us play back then. Let the boys play.
You didn't have any naked dodgeball, did you?
No. Not that I remember. Next.
All right. Due to the trademark issues with Yeti, there are three new finalists for the
Donnie,
future
you
name.
Didn't take offense to me at the beginning of the show saying you're distracted, did you? I meant that in good fun.
No, I did not.
Yeah, I'm used to having male like figures around me who are distracted. My dad was a college professor. He, every single night, would read a book, a very obscure history book, with one cigarette and one tiny glass of whiskey. That was his ritual. Then we move on, flash forward many years, I had Ron Cook in that chair who would watch soap operas during the whole show. And I notice that you're on your phone a lot. So it's more probably more about me than you, but we had a tweeter register and say that I was going after Donnie at the beginning of the show. I was hoping you didn't take it that way.
No.
It's more about me than you.
I'm in that generation that is pretty connected to the phones, too.
Yeah.
I'm not quite in Limits' generation, but
yeah.
mine still is.
I understand. I just wanted to straighten that out, and I apologize, Limits. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Joe. I'm on my phone. You distracted me. I thought you liked that one. All right, due to the trademark issues with Yeti, there are three new...
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod. The podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finalists for the future name of the Utah Hockey Club, which includes the Utah Mammoth, the Utah Wahtatch, I think that's how it's pronounced. I heard it like 10 times on the broadcast. I still can't pronounce it. Or the Utah Hockey Club. What would you like to see, Donnie, the Utah hockey team be named?
Okay, so I must just be an idiot, or maybe I didn't look into it enough. When they threw around the name Yeti, I wasn't thinking of the company. I was thinking of like the mythical creature that's in like the Himalayas.
I think of the company first. Everything's Yeti. Everybody has something Yeti, a water bottle, a cooler. What else? It's all outdoor stuff, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, water bottles, coolers, stuff like that. I don't know. Do they have jackets?
I don't know. That's why I stopped in the middle of jacket and cut it off because I didn't know. And then you pointed it out.
But yeah, I'm stuck here thinking of like abominable snowman.
Okay. Is that the one you like? Utah Jetty?
I said this last night. I almost want them to just keep it Hockey Club. Like when Washington went to Washington football team.
Yes.
Just keep it.
I agree, man.
I would have picked Yeti because just having like a cartoon, like Bigfoot like character in the snow would have been kind of funny as a logo.
I'm going with the Utah Hockey Club Limits. And then I heard they were talking about this on PTI. I think Nashville, so Tennessee, is going to get a WNBA team. The Tennessee Summits after Pat Summit. Is an unbelievable name, cool. Or just the Tennessee Summit.
Yeah.
What a name that would be.
I like that a lot.
That'd be the greatest nickname of a sports team to come along in a long time.
My mind initially went to like, okay, what's like a country music tie-in we could have here, like something Broadway related.
Yeah, the Grand Ole Opry's,
like that. I like Summit a lot. That's really good.
That is incredible. Are you guys fans in the end of the Seattle Kraken of that name or no? I like it.
I like that name.
Yeah.
It's nice. I find it odd that teams are now going away from names that end in S. Sports teams that end in S. Like literally every single one you can think of other than a couple.
What was the other one? The Utah Wasatch or the Utah Mammoth?
The Wasatch or the Mammoth. I like Mammoth.
Just Mammoth? Singular?
Yeah,
the Utah?
To be Mammoths. But is
the
Mammoth?
The Utah Mammoths? No, I don't like it.
No?
Donnie, you like that one?
No. I was more on the Yeti, like Utah Yeti or just keep it the Hockey Club.
I'm with you.
No one is thinking of the drink Yeti, the cup cooler when they think of a hockey team, though.
If you had said the word Yeti, if you had said that like earlier today, what do you think of first with Yeti? I would have absolutely said that. It's what's the word for when something's everywhere? There's a word for that.
Something is everywhere.
When something ubiquitous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The word
that
Yeti is all over the place. Every time I go to Dick's Sporting Goods, every time I go anywhere on TV, whatever, Yeti, Yeti, Yeti.
Could you imagine if their logo was just like a cooler?
That would be tremendous, actually. Wouldn't it?
It's a cooler with ice in it. It's like a dancing mascot.
Imagine the tailgate parties. It would be all about that. We're out of time limits. That was wonderful.
Can I give you one quick final one?
Of course you can.
PETA is petitioning to replace Punxsutawney Phil with weather reveal vegan cake on Groundhog Day.
Come on.
I found this to be so funny.
Wait, what? I didn't understand any of that sentence.
I'll read it again. PETA.
Who's PETA?
Who protects animals.
Ah, okay.
Petitions to replace Punxsutawney Phil with Groundhog Day this weekend with weather reveal vegan cake on Groundhog Day. They would be like the weather reveal of six more weeks of winter or early spring. It would be a vegan cake on Groundhog Day. And Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro quote tweets it and says, come and take it. I found that hilarious.
They're up to some nonsense every year, the PETA people.
What do they think is happening? And I'm not against. I'm glad somebody looks out for animals. I really am, now that I have a dog especially. But what is happening to this groundhog that's, and maybe I just don't know, that's like abusive? Anything?
No, I mean, the thing probably lives a better life than the three of us. I mean, it's a furry animal that's like the king of a town in Pennsylvania.
Is it the same guy every year, or is it a different groundhog?
I think it's the same one until he passes away, and then it's just...
So it's like a pope.
Yeah, kind of.
He just pops out of the ground, and they feed him, and they celebrate, and he goes back and lives?
Yeah, like those guys in the, I forget what that little group is called, but like, you know, one of those guys in the top hats, they pick him up out of his hole.
That's the problem. They probably don't think he wants to be picked up. Does he, Limits? Do groundhogs care?
Well,
they hold him up to the cameras. And
they probably prefer
like
not to.
And he whispers in the guy's ear that he saw the shadow. Put
Six
me back.
More weeks of winter. Please put me back to sleep.
I want
some rest.
My pain.
Go the distance. Ease his pain. Go the distance.
Donnie, I mean, that might not be what he wants to do, but it's still far from abusive.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to make a trip up there one year. I know the morning show did it a few years back.
Yeah.
They like shut that town down, and that whole place just like parties for 72 hours because of Punxsutawney Phil.
Plus, I'm sure he gets extra treats, right? The groundhog?
I'm sure he does.
Probably
He's
once.
A king. He lives like a king.
He brings them back to the hole, right? To the family. He probably goes in with bags of treats that last them the whole year.
Now, what I do wonder, you brought up the Pope comparison. Do they have like a thing in Punxsutawney that like blows white smoke when they're like, we got a new one?
Oh, boy. Poor Phil.
I don't know. I don't see a need here. I do see needs for PETA in certain places. Not here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not here.
They always try to hop on. Like every year they have some new idea for this to take away. I mean, this is Phil's prime, baby.
I graduated with somebody at Waynesburg from Punxsutawney. Carter Newcomb. You know him.
Oh, yeah.
Did he revel in or resent the fact that his hometown is associated with a groundhog?
Oh, he loves Punxsutawney Phil and Groundhog Day. He goes back every year for Groundhog Day.
Are you initiated into that the way you are? Like here, you're a Steeler fan, you know, from when you're a zygote. Is that in Punxsutawney? Is it all about Punxsutawney Phil? Like that's part of your identity from even before you're born?
I think it should be.
Yeah. I think it probably is, for better or worse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy was proud. He was talking proud?
Very proud. Buffalo's got a spirit. Talking proud. That's how he was about Punxsutawney.
Coming up, the drama never ceases with the quiz show. It's tied at 5. Donnie's won 5. I've won 5. We have this week, and then we have the Super Bowl week. Next week, of course, it's going to be Super Bowl trivia. Up next, Limits has a Steelers season quiz show. And I think that Donnie is probably better prepared. I'll be honest, I think Donnie's played better in these 10 games than I have. He's overall, territorially, he has a significant edge, but I've hit big shots, Donnie, haven't I?
You always cut. You're like Robert Horry.
I keep the game close, and I've drilled some huge threes at the end, but you're generally playing better.